what does it mean to Windows now that Windows is part of Azure? Well, the answer, it turns out, is actually surprisingly little. And the reason for that is because fundamentally, Windows has been serving multiple markets for quite a long time. We have our enterprise customers, we have our server customers, which are similarly the enterprise customers, we have our consumer customers, and we've always had to, the Windows team has always had to satisfy the requirements of all of those disparate sets of customers. And just because we're organizationally now part of the Azure organization, it turns out it doesn't really actually make that much difference to the day-to-day operation of Windows, because fundamentally, Windows has been addressing customers like Azure for practically forever. It's just now organizationally there's a reporting hierarchy change, but in terms of the day-to-day work, maybe there's a couple of features that got slightly higher priority because they're features that Azure needed, but it turns out that every feature that Azure needs pretty much is actually going to be a customer feature that we're going to need to deliver to our on-premises customers who are also deploying these products. So from an end-user customer standpoint, honestly, there's really no difference. It was just yet another reorg where the person at the top changed, but the stuff that goes on underneath it, it's all pretty much the same.